listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Business Upside Podcast. This is Professor Alex Chakrabarty. I'm a professor with more than 20 years' experience and more than 20,000 students across the globe. Today, I'll be talking about the art of strategic laziness. Yes, you heard it correctly. It's called the art of strategic laziness. Now, what is strategic laziness? Strategic laziness, in simple words, is being lazy with a purpose. It's the best way to describe strategic laziness. You must have many times felt to take time off from work and relax in your own way, which helps to de-stress and start working with renewed interest. Now, such breaks are only part of the work routine, but social scientists, doctors, psychologists have urged people to take frequent breaks between work to rejuvenate the body and the mind and help work better. Now, I'll talk about, you know, how lazy people make the most smart workers as they find out solutions to do the work more efficiently. Bill Gates, the famous entrepreneur, said that I choose a lazy person to do a hard job. In fact, if you search the internet, this quote is very famous in the internet, where Bill Gates said, I choose a lazy person to do a hard job. Because he knows that a lazy person will find smart ways of doing the work most efficiently. Actually, a routine existence is killing creativity and innovation. It is killing the thinking outside the box solutions, because to think outside the box, one needs to give time for thinking and experimentation. However, a routine existence only achieves productivity and efficiency where thinking out of the box problems are not needed. For example, if Apple founder Steve Jobs just continued working, you know, continued studying and had not dropped out and had not studied calligraphy, he would never have made Apple, and that is, you know, a $3 trillion company today. Same with Bill Gates. If he hadn't dropped out, if he hadn't thought, if he hadn't given time to think outside the box, he would never have created Microsoft, which changed the way personal computers are, how we work with personal computers today. So strategic laziness is very, very important. Okay, now we need a time for reflection and meditation for the mindful existence and mental health. It is very important to practice strategic laziness by allocating some time every day to do nothing. It can be for 30 minutes, it can be for 1 hour, but it is very, very important to let the mind wander around and without giving it any specific target, but just overall thinking, reflecting on problems, reflecting on life, just giving that mind time to relax. It is very, very important to find out. And in fact, most of the inventions in the world were found out during the time where the mind was given time to do nothing, to just wander around. I'll tell you a small story that again shows the importance of strategic laziness. Let me tell you the story of one Hansen who discovered or who made Ruby on Rails, the coding platform, which is so famous today. So his name is David Heinemeier Hansen. Now, as a boy, Hansen had a penchant for building websites and preferred to stay away from the school curriculum to pursue his interest. Although he had enough ability to handle the school intellectually, he preferred to stay away from studies because he did not find it useful and spent more time learning website building. He also wrote code on the side to make use of the time he could save. One day, a small US web design company asked him to build a project management tool to organize their work processes. Hansen started coding in earnest and, to save time, decided to use Ruby, a new programming language developed by a Japanese guy who loved the simplicity. Despite the simplicity, Ruby, like many other programming languages, compels programmers to make numerous unimportant decisions. In addition, many programs needed repetitive coding on the same basic components every time. These things were a conflict with Hansen's selective slacking habit, as he hated repetition. To automate all the repetitive tasks and arbitrary decisions, he built a layer on top of Ruby. His new layer on the existing program acted like railroad tracks and made Ruby applications much faster. He named it Ruby on Rails. Hansen could complete the project much faster and shared Ruby on Rails on the internet. It became such a hit with the programmers who instantly fell in love with it. Rails is just as powerful as Ruby, but it made programming much easier. And amateurs downloaded it with glee millions of times, and Ruby on Rails became an instant hit across the world. Now, the value that Hansen brought to the table was possible because he dared to practice selective laziness and thought he felt would be useful. So it is very important to practice the art of selective laziness by doing strategic laziness every day, by keeping some time for thinking and doing nothing. So I hope the strategic laziness will give you big solutions for your problems, help you thinking out of the box. I hope you enjoyed the talk as eagerly as I enjoyed presenting it. See you next time for another episode and another interesting topic. Thank you for listening. I'll connect back to you soon. Thank you. Bye.